up, everybody, to the Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. Yo. We got a nice, great episode for y'all. And we're going to start out first with the most current of current things going on. Trump is officially the second president to become impeached.
He's also the first president to be impeached.
First, twice. First president to be twice.
Damn.
Twice. How you fuck up twice?
I feel so you can fuck up more than twice.
You can fuck up twice, but people, you never been voted to be gotten out of there twice. Mm. Like my nigga, your presidency is over in what's this, few days?
Yeah.
Come he on, could man. Go down as the littlest president. Like, he got in trouble the most, and ain't shit happened to him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Man.
Wow. Cause you got impeached twice.
Yeah.
How the fuck you get it two times?
You know what I'm saying?
On your way out, they trying to. Hey, but that kind of it dawned on me a little bit. It's kind of funny how they trying to impeach him. It kind of puts in my head like they trying to wipe their hands clean. They finally trying to say, "Oh, he fucked up now."
All his cabinet.
As soon as he finna leave. Now they trying to say, "Yeah, impeach him, he's bad." What was this like, you know, the rest of these times?
Right, where was this the last four fucking years?
So now everybody's like, oh yeah, Republicans on our side, now trying to get him out. Oh, so they ain't been on our side like the past few years he been fucking up?
Grabbing pussies and, you know.
So now I feel like they trying to wash their hands clean now since they got Democrat coming in the house and Democrat got most of the power.
His people trying to destroy the country, man. Now it's a problem, huh?
It's not even that. He's finna leave. Now they trying to say, yeah, scapegoat him out. Nah. He been fucking up and y'all been fucking up too. We just ain't gonna say nothing.
Hey, I feel like since, you know, the Democrats run everything now, they really gonna get their shit off for the next 4 years. Or at least the next two. Because, you know, I think Senate races go by 2 years or something like that. But they really about to get their shit off for the next 2 years. I'm talking about.
Man, if I still got to pay these student loans.
Listen,
mine, I just bought my own political party.
I just need 40.
Mine have been forgiven.
I don't believe in none of y'all.
How you get your loans forgiven? You know somebody in the IRS?
No,
like
they were you. Well, I ain't got to pay back the loan.
She knows about it.
I can't be out here saying we commit crimes or nothing like that.
We do not commit crimes.
We do not. No. Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast does everything commit crimes.
We don't do anal neither. Right.
Well, Fred right. Here. Anything's possible.
How you just gonna just like.
Damn, okay.
I'm not
mad. I'm going to trump you. That's
where
we going.
I mean, I'm just
saying. You never know what to expect from these gentlemen and lady from the Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast.
Oh, you know what to not expect.
BJ, why you laughing? Oh,
hey, man, we talking about the booty hole, bro. Well, I don't really go near that.
I mean, have you ever ate it from the back?
He just said.
I'm about to say, so your nose ain't been right there.
I turn my head to the side when I eat it from the back.
like you eating a taco.
Come on, man.
Niggas eat taco from side.
That head.
But you know you tilt your head to the side when you eat a taco.
I don't.
That's the way to do it, man. You know. Taco.
I don't know. I gotta eat a taco now.
So you flip the tacos on the side.
I mean, usually instead of tacos, I like taco salad.
That nigga bite you bitch from the fat meal part. That bitch looking like
a. I mean, you know.
You serial killer, just say that.
He bite that bitch from the top looking like the Hidden Valley out here. Good Lord Jesus. So you don't tilt your head when you eat tacos?
I don't know.
And nigga don't eat tacos.
I mean, I eat tacos. I just ain't ate one in a minute. I ate a whole taco. It was in 2020.
It was a long time ago.
Come on now.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
You say John ate a taco since what?
2020.
Get out.
I haven't. I literally have not.
Get out. Get out. I knew you was gonna be the lame ass nigga to make a 2020 joke in January.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody gotta do it. Somebody not gotta do it. What's the point of having the jokes here? Pat.
Get out.
I'm sorry for doing my due diligence.
He definitely was on January 1st talking about some, I ain't seen you since last year. Stupid ass.
He definitely was in. That's why he quiet. That's why he can't stop you.
No. It's because I used to do that, but I didn't feel like it. I feel like this year.
The nigga went for his master's in Lane.
That's why you got student loans. That nigga went to school to be lame as hell.
Okay. Yeah, bring it around for a second. Have y'all noticed in 2021, this is also something that's been run through my head. Okay. Have y'all noticed Wednesday's been really fucked up lately?
Like Wednesdays as a whole?
Yeah. Wednesdays have not been having strong starts to the 2021 year.
Did the Capitol shit happen on
Wednesday? Yes, it happened on a Wednesday.
What else happened on Wednesday?
Wednesdays
Trump getting impeached.
Wednesdays ain't got a good track record this year.
Trump got impeached till next Wednesday.
Would that be a good thing?
Now this Wednesday inauguration, and people don't know if it's gonna be a riot or not.
It's on
Wednesday. Just ain't gonna be a riot. Stuff.
Listen, if I'm the National Guard and they want a riot, I'm spraying.
Facts.
I'm here to. I'm
gonna close my eyes and just let and just squeeze all my triggers.
What if you hit, like, you know?
Are they gonna be shooting the Black Army or the White Army?
I was saying,
you never know how many bullets there are.
Somebody.
You
know, a lot of black people. It depends on who want to come up here with the aggressive energy.
But you close your eyes and just squeeze it.
Whoever I hit, I hit. That means we're gonna let destiny decide.
Right. Nigga, ain't no civilians in this shit.
If you want to run up on them, if you want to run up these stairs,
I mean, what if somebody not? It was just one person running up. My nigga, just
like, dude, think about, cause like, think about it. Last week, like, old girl who died,
got shot in the knee.
He explicitly told her, "Do not walk past. Do not climb up there. I will shoot you." He said, "Don't do it." They gassed her up. She did it.
Shot.
And now she's 6 feet. Make it make sense.
Well, that's how it be, man. I ain't gonna lie. Because before that, one of the officers had just got his ass beat today.
I mean.
So if I was over there too, and I just heard my partner just got what he got, you know what I'm saying?
At least he said don't do it. It could be worse. I'd have been like, she could have been sleeping in her house.
Oh, you had to take it.
Then. I'm just saying. She could have been.
You know, that's facts. But again,
not reality.
If I'm in the National Guard and you want to come up these Capitol Hill steps with this energy, you need to be prepared to be left holy. And I ain't talking about in the Christian sense.
You better hope.
Okay, y'all, let's stop playing. Y'all, let's stop playing right now. And let's just tell people the truth. The reason why nobody is getting shot at these riots is because they're not using black officers.
Hold on, pass and say something stupid.
Oh, no, I agree. I'm just tying my shoe.
Get you a nigga with a fade guarding the National Guard Capitol Hill.
Or waves.
Oh, waves.
Oh, me. I need to.
Because they're going
to
let the tie roll on your stupid ass.
He show up with the velvet do-rag and take that bitch out getting off, like in slow-mo.
You need the do-rag under the helmet, son.
Come on now. I'm here for it.
That nigga come out
all
there with
black cats.
With the purple velvet do-rag.
I promise you, if they had.
I seen a picture on Facebook where dudes have waves on their beard.
Bruh, they make it bearded. They make it bearded niggas look bad, bro.
All right, I didn't think that was gonna make it on here, but we just gonna stop that now.
I'm just like, I saw the picture, and it wasn't just like.
We're not doing like, wavy beards in 2021.
Well, like, I'm gonna be honest, I can't get a beard, so it ain't like I can say anything.
You cussed Tevin, BJ, and Fred out for it already on the podcast.
So I can't.
And then try to play that like you had a deep voice.
So I can't hate on a nigga for having waves, and he is, when I can't even get one, so.
We're not doing wavy beards in 2021.
Why not?
Yeah, sound like
wait a minute now. So if you just didn't have a lot of chest hair and you just saw a nigga just wave his shit up, you ain't gonna
say nothing. Hey, okay, man, this your swag, my dog.
Uh-huh. So you gonna be like, damn, that nigga swimming.
Nah. If you was bald,
on the chest, if you was bald and a
dude, hold on, wait. Hey, if you was bald and a dude hairline was messed up, you wouldn't say nothing.
Oh, that's when, Kimbo, it's time to go bald. Because I went bald from me, my hairline being messed up. So I felt his pain. Well, so I be in that boat.
Well, he not respecting not his beard. So it's time for him to go bathe his face.
See, I'm not in that boat. I can't tell, man, what do his beard.
I feel for the no bearded people in the winter, though. Y'all faces be probably cold as hell. I'm not going to lie. Cold face. That wind be smacking the fuck out your chin. I feel you.
What?
Y'all bones get the shivering.
Right, you make sure you wear your mask when it's cold outside when you ain't got no beard, huh?
Snap. It's always head on.
Especially when it's cold outside and that car drive past and then wind follow. I mean,
any gust of
wind. At least my shit don't itch.
What?
My beard don't itch.
Your face itch. Shut up.
Smooth.
This nigga lying, bro. Right.
I be wanting that bitch to itch. I be scratching like it do, but it
I don't. Mean.
I'd be hoping if I scratch it, it'll help.
Imaginary itches.
It'll something go there, but nah.
Get you some vitamin E.
That's what you need.
Kenfo, I got some of everything before. It just ain't in the books for me.
And I always get like a lace front beard if you want one just that bad.
I'm just saying. You could get the Beijing. Are you stupid? What? You can get your whole beard painted on, bro. Get the Beijing.
What?
You just can't break a sweat.
Then that's not even my beard.
Or work out.
You can't break no type of sweat.
Can't go outside.
Right. Your water can't even touch you. Your face can't
touch you. Gotta drink everything through a straw.
I'm gonna tell y'all.
You gotta drink everything through a straw.
It's a wrap. I don't want it that bad.
I mean,
like you melting, bro.
You don't have to touch it on.
Imagine your chin running down your neck.
I'll take the little
chin hair I do get before I get fed.
That nigga said your chin running down your neck.
Bro, I heard a nigga say pick your chin up.
Oh, damn. Man.
That's gonna take a whole new meaning to pick your chin up. Oh, your head off for that.
Hey, wipe your beard off, bro. Hey, man, if y'all my friends, don't ever come at me with some Beijing chin hair. We ain't going out together, bro.
Just giving you options.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. I'm saying somebody, if one of y'all want to do it, don't do it. Don't be around me and do it. We ain't going out there. Night,
yo,
bro.
No nigga.
Go wash your face, bro.
No nigga who, if your mans let you get a Beijing beard, That's not your man's. Because he take you to the club and pull all the hoes you're supposed to get.
That's really makeup on you.
Honestly, bro, if you and my homie don't come with me with no Beijing beard, no velvet beard, no Velcro beard, no velvet braids... The extra inches add-ons. Don't
only time this nigga want to see a beard is on Christmas, and you better be Santa.
Nah, I'm just saying. That's the only time I'd rather see a makeshift beard. You got to be Halloween or something. If that's the case, cool. If it's a Halloween party, you know, you drew on a beard to pretend you're somebody else. That's cool.
Don't wear that bitch on November 1st.
Don't be like, yeah, I'm swagging out. All right, y'all, let's go. Let me draw on my beard.
I'm finna roast your stupid ass.
Get that shit off.
Niggas be out here with the Sharpie just drawing lines on their face for the beard.
Hey, that's messed up, though.
That's wild.
The scrub.
We let females do makeup.
Don't do that. Leave that to us. That's a double standard thing.
So you want to get your... Go ahead.
So you want to wear makeup? You want to wear eyeliner, mascara, all that?
I'm saying, like, when females say, oh, double standards is not fair, y'all got to be outside, too.
I like... Like, makeup at the most basic levels for women, like, if you just get your little lipstick, some eyeliner, You know,
cause where you going with this?
No, I'm talking about on women. On women. Like, you know, I don't like it when women just be having that shit just like caked on in six layers. Like, just get you some lipstick, a little eyeliner with a little wingtip on the eyeliner. Shit.
Hey, I mean,
a little baby hair.
Okay. That is great, but if she want to put on six layers, not every day, but here and there, like, we go to the table of hundreds.
Don't give me.
Fancy.
Don't give me.
You don't need to look like
you want to wear six layers of makeup. Please have a great skincare routine.
Please don't hug me.
Yeah,
great skincare routine.
If she don't have
makeup on, you look like a totally different person.
You cannot sleep on anything that I own.
I mean, of course, with
six layers of makeup on. Don't hug me. Don't hug me.
That's entirely too much. They be looking like you can scrape it off, like with a scraper.
Speaking of ladies and six layers of makeup, there is this new challenge that's going around. Well, it's not brand new, but you know, it's pretty newish, called the Busted Challenge.
Yeah.
Where
God delivered.
I was gonna ask how y'all feel about it, but we still tell me like it. So,
well, I already know how you feel about it.
Oh, of course.
It's good eye candy for the gram.
Hey,
it's good.
It's TikTok.
It's good eye candy for the gram. You know the OnlyFans chicks might be going out of business, bro.
No, they ain't. They shouldn't have been.
Instagram just changed their terms of policies. You know, they can't have, you know, quote unquote, you know, provocative pictures on the gram, nor can they have links in their bio that lead to places like explicit places like OnlyFans.
They're just gonna
Is OnlyFans explicit?
Yes.
Not necessarily.
It can be.
Not necessarily.
It can be,
but
it can't be.
It mostly is. That's what I'm saying.
What else can you do on OnlyFans?
You can do
like, you can actually teach people. People have blogs on OnlyFans that you pay for.
Like, you're supposed to be like OnlyFans.
Shut up.
I like what you did there, man.
For the women.
I like,
for the women.
Not hoes.
That's on OnlyFans sucking dick.
Keep doing it.
Your time is coming.
First of all.
Just upload it on her.
You know, well now you gotta be verified to upload on Pornhub.
Yeah, you bad too.
No, you don't. You ain't had to been verified.
Shit, when I looked it up a couple of years ago, you had to.
That was a couple of years ago. I'm talking about blue chicks.
Why?
I mean, if all this fails.
Why?
So we just gonna sit here and say nobody never looked up how to become a porn star.
No.
I did for a project, but not to actually be one. Like,
but did you?
No. I did it for just a project to be funny.
Pat, what's your
porn? Pat, what's your porn? Like, I'm gonna just see, like, plan.
It's a lot of time in the day. I'm not
trying to be ranked.
Yeah, like, you know, you got plan A and then there's plan Z.
So y'all had a bubble gram. First, I'm gonna be a porn star over here. Then I'm gonna branch off to
the not to a brainstorm. That nigga said a bubble gram. That
nigga had a whole bubble gram. Venn diagram set up.
I'm dead.
Porn star was a
myth. I'm just saying, so y'all just never just had
random
stuff. Y'all just looked up here and there. I'm just.
My nigga said a bubble gram. No, I ain't heard that shit.
No, but I never wanted to be a porn star.
I mean, I just. Y'all never just looked up. Random shit, like,
no.
I ain't never looked at how to be a porn star,
man. I am, bro. Like, nigga just don't have just time. Like, you got a whole phone,
and I have never looked. I've had a phone.
You got
Infinity. You had a lot of time.
I've had a phone since 2008, and I have never looked.
You got infinity questions at your disposal, like.
I don't want to know the answer to every question. You know?
I mean, not every. You ain't going to have time. But shit. Just a little stuff I do got time for.
Okay, if the answer was suck dick on camera. Instant porn stardom.
The answer was going to be suck dick on camera. Would I do it? No. But that's still the answer to how to become a porn star. Suck dick on camera. That's literally probably the answer.
You won't do gay porn. Nah. But if you ask him to get his dick sucked on camera.
I will not take this slander.
There will be some negotiation.
No face, no case, home.
Oh, nah, bro, you gotta show your face.
Yeah, so you gotta be verified. So you gotta show your face.
This shit, wow.
I don't want mama to see that.
Why is your mama Pornhub?
I don't think my mama would look. Yeah.
Your mama on Pornhub? Yeah, no, why is your mom looking on Pornhub?
I don't know what my mama looking at.
Yeah, why is she on Pornhub?
Somebody gonna see it. Gonna
like you said, my mama got time. And if she ever got time, I don't want none of that time to be me.
Oh my God. I mean,
how was that conversation?
Like, literally.
You gonna walk in the house, your mama gonna be in the chair like, so, I saw some things today. At least she'll know you clean.
Huh?
She don't know that.
She know that.
Porn stars gotta be clean.
Yeah.
What if your mama give you
porn? The porn industry is the safest industry.
Yo, if my mama ever decides she wanna give me pointers on a flick that she found.
Oh, I mean, wait.
Don't ever give me pointers.
So you saying your mom can give you sex pointers?
No, don't ever give me pointers.
How the hell you think you came here?
She knows some shit.
I got a question. How the fuck we go from the
busted
challenge to this?
The busted challenge.
The best challenge ever. That's the best challenge.
Yeah, that challenge pretty lit.
The only problem I got with the busted challenge is that the damn reveal, it ain't as long as the intro and shit.
That's okay.
Or the reveal be underwhelming.
Fact. Now that's not okay.
Because she don't know how to twerk.
Speaking, or she didn't do the little drop also, shit right.
Also, by the age of 40, y'all females ain't gonna have no cartilage in y'all knees.
Cartilage?
That neither. This nigga back.
I know some women, boy, 25 knees clicking.
That boy. Bitch is straight bone on nigga bone.
That be a click every time.
It gotta be straight bone on bone. But, man,
the only thing about the buzzer challenge I gotta say is, I'm sorry. I don't want to shame anyone, you know, but big women, this is not your challenge.
Men, this is not your challenge.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to say men. It's definitely not men.
Men, this is not your challenge. Let the women have it.
Oh, it's not for us, but it's for us.
Oh, no, man.
It's not for us, but it's for us.
I seen one guy do the busted challenge.
Get out.
That shit was hilarious as hell.
Okay.
The man was handicapped in a wheelchair.
Oh, I ain't see that one.
When the beat dropped, he was on the ground, bro, flopping.
Y'all going to hell.
You ain't free.
Dead problem.
He uploaded for our entertainment, so I can't laugh.
Hey, I like his sense of humor.
Exactly. Shit.
I bless that man.
He the one who shared it. He shared it.
I seen one of them, but he came out of nowhere with a Bible as soon as she dropped.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. Y'all just hate me.
Don't do that.
I seen that. He said, ain't no busting it in here.
Yeah, that shit crazy. Y'all feel like I don't have no knees. Pop, lock, and drop it. Mid knees.
Monica busted challenge. Monica busted challenge was funny, though.
Monica had a busted challenge. Was she really busting?
No, she didn't. She didn't really bust it. She was like, you're somebody, mama. You ain't busting it for nobody.
Damn. And we back. So, we finna look at something that we saw the internet had. And it talks about the stages of dating and in a relationship and stuff. And I feel, you know, we're some pretty smart individuals who could comment and give their point of views on it.
Alright, first stage, talking. We exchange numbers, do a thing on a friendship level, and maybe even have sex. Testing the water to see if it's a growing interest.
Alright. What y'all think about that?
You might have.
It's some whole shit.
It's some whole shit.
My boy had to add in, maybe have a little sex.
Maybe have a little sex. Highlighted and bold and underlined. Maybe.
That's because that's a real hopeful maybe.
So probably. Hey, but is this real though? Is there really a talking stage?
I mean, if that point, that would explain why relationships are so fucked up now.
Facts.
Why you can't have all that?
Because you can talk to multiple people at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you fuck multiple people at once.
Which makes you a hoe.
He said maybe.
Okay, so think about
get out.
Maybe. That's a probability now. If you talk to 10 niggas, all 10 ain't getting them goddamn maybe.
Well, first of all, Tevin ain't talking to niggas.
No, I'm saying if a female talking to 10 niggas, yeah, all 10 is not getting a maybe. It's a coin toss between yes and no.
A nigga talking to 10 50, women. 50. 9 of them not getting a maybe.
So that's just like saying you flip a coin 10 times every 10 times. Tails.
Okay.
That sounds stupid.
A woman talking to 10 niggas. How, of those 10, how many getting the nod? Okay. I would say you six. Know she talks to 4 or 5 niggas.
I'm not talking about the maybe. I'm not talking about the maybe, nah. I'm talking about the we gonna talk, nah. For real, for real.
She fuck 4 or 5 niggas.
If she say yes to 6 niggas, she
so you fucking, gotta multiply by 3.
She fucking 3.
If she got 10 niggas
approach her, boy.
She got too much goddamn free time to talk to 10 different niggas.
If 10 niggas approach her, if she say yes to 6, she's maybeing 3 of them.
Okay, if 10 niggas shoot they shot, at least 2 of them getting response. And then, like J. Cole said, you got to multiply by 3. You got to multiply by 3, so it's 6.
Y'all, can we just keep the answer simple? If she talking to 10 niggas, it's whoever paying it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Whichever the 10 are paying at the
not
time.
Every time.
Not every time.
It be they some broke-ass niggas. Nah, women got one nigga. Women got one nigga that benefit multiple purposes. Women got a food nigga. Women got a money nigga. Women got a sex nigga.
Women got a nigga who ain't shit just so she could be better than him.
Women got a nigga. Good.
Can we stop saying women? Because that's going to make a lot of women mad.
Yeah, it ain't
so it's not women. Hoes.
Did I cap,
let's keep it what it is.
Hoes. No jobs.
Hoes ain't got no jobs. Hoes do what you're talking about. Women don't do that.
What's the next thing? All right.
The next thing is dating. We spend time together doing various activities, movies, bowling, concerts, dinner, etc. As friends with a mutual interest in each other, but we still are allowed to talk to other people. First of all, that is talking.
That's talking.
That
is a hoe.
That is a hoe.
That's talking.
What the hell?
I mean,
you said this to me.
It's what the internet
says.
I mean,
if you want to like say that's casual dating, then still that's talking.
Yeah, that's basically talking.
I mean, but right. I'm just saying in that order. You could literally have a woman that talks to 2 guys. She chooses to date one, but she doesn't fuck him.
She fucks
the one that she was talking to.
God damn, cold guy.
Now you understand how... Yeah, man, pimps are cold.
Hey, you don't know the sad part. I want to say this is some bullshit, but in all actuality, that's
kind of facts.
Like, kind of facts. It's kind of true. And that's fucked up. Damn. What's the next one?
Women running game out here.
They're just the ones that choose.
Yeah. All right, dating exclusively. We are dating. However, we have cut off all other people we're interested in to focus on us getting to know each other better.
Damn, thing. Well, so what are y'all doing at talking stage?
What was the next stage? The name of
wait,
it?
Dating exclusively.
I mean, I'm only talking to you.
So now y'all getting to know each other better? Huh? What was y'all doing talking stage?
I mean, I'm old school. That's where I like to start. I start right there.
Exclusively?
Yeah, we date exclusively.
Yeah, we date exclusively.
Man, I ain't going through all that little talking.
No, I'm legit lost now. What was the talking stage about? What was y'all talking about?
Bullshit.
Y'all met?
Bullshit.
Y'all met?
What's your favorite color? Where you work? How you been?
Where you stay?
Where you from? Really? What school did you go to? My cousin went there. Did you?
And the dating part is just.
Yeah, I've been saying. So what the hell, casual? So now y'all choosing to get to know each other. We all exclusive.
I think that's probably like some deep.
Right?
Shit,
how the fuck you only knowing trying to get to know somebody when it gets exclusive? How the fuck you only trying to get to know somebody once it becomes exclusive?
If you go through that a talking in casual
think about
dating
it.
Phase,
you done already fucked. That's why you ain't got to get to know them. You right. Already fucked while y'all was talking.
Facts.
Yes, maybe.
Gotta be that maybe.
A lot of people.
Bold and underlined.
So that's the phase a lot of people don't get to. They're dating exclusively.
Okay, can I get to the last one, which I think is retarded?
That's the last.
Oh, no, this is the last one.
Marriage.
Oh, my fuck.
Damn, can I say it? Okay, anyway, relationship. We have made a mutual agreement to become a couple. It's just you and me, point blank, period.
Damn, that's a lot of stuff.
Who was it in there?
It was a relationship when it became exclusive.
And then the person they wrote under this, some of y'all need this because your understanding about these things be crossed up and twisted up like crazy.
See, ooh. I can't take the post seriously. The grammar incorrect.
Crossed up.
She done got passed around like a basketball. That's what happened.
Facts. Damn. So now, what was y'all doing when y'all dating exclusively? Who
Pat,
else was in
Pat. There? She this, getting this, this is the hoe, right, miss? This is the hoe.
But no, but this is normal. But that's how people go by nowadays.
No, the fuck, they don't.
We need people in here to speak on it.
People legit go by that.
This is retarded, let me tell you this. This is a very low-functioning thought process for anybody that wants to go into a dating.
But that's literally what people, first people start talking, then they casually date, then they start dating exclusively, then they become in a relationship. That's literally what people do nowadays.
I mean, I think this post is operating under the guise that, you know, people still want to explore their options up until the moment of dating exclusively.
They want to split it up until the moment they get a ring.
They want to get their shit off.
Even past that.
Right. So, like, they want to get their shit off until somebody was like, hey, we need to be serious.
Because we done told everybody since the day they were born, there's always more fish in the sea.
Facts.
It ain't.
On me, it's not. It's really not. There are literally some parts of the ocean where there's no fucking life.
Fucking fish.
There's no life.
Well, I mean,
octopuses over there. Wait, go get you an octopus, Kimbo.
Go get you an 8-finger broad.
On me. She's stealing from me. You know she's stealing from me. She gonna hold both your hands. Take all shit out your pocket. Because you want to go get an octopus.
But that's so crazy.
You need to go get you a whale. Get you a big nose, motherfucker.
I was just saying, I could.
At least they be in fresh water, Kimbo.
Nigga, you got that. You clean. Might get you a turtle. You know what I'm saying?
You know she's slow, bitch. But she gonna always finish.
On me?
She gonna always finish.
Might be a bumpy road, but she gonna get there.
Right, she gonna get the job done. Hey, that's probably what you need. Hey, y'all look for fishes, y'all need a turtle.
It is. Come on now. Fish in the sea, though.
Cause fish get ate.
I see what y'all saying.
Man.
Fish get ate.
Damn, this is stupid.
They do.
But I feel like people just don't know what they want.
It's just not the fact they don't know. They go, no.
It is. Like, men and women. Like, people are just not mature enough to just know, like, what they want.
I feel like people, like, they want, like, everything. People don't know what they want, right? They want everything. People want to have as many romantic partners as possible up until the point they decide they want to be with somebody, with one somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to have all these people available to me up until the point I want to say, this is who I want to be with.
And then don't forget, grass gets greener sooner or later. So when you've been with somebody for a certain number of years, another person's going to come along. They not as good, but just you talking about this one thing.
We talked about this earlier. The grass ain't greener. That's turf.
Facts. That's turf. Facts. But when you looking over that other, when you looking over the picky fence, it's hard
to look good. I ain't gonna count. It looked good.
It looks marvelous, but man.
But it's turf.
Love yours.
It's some small black rocks in that grass over there.
People don't want to love their yard.
You got that from J. Cole, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, man. Thanks. If she don't text you, are you hungry? She ain't the one, bro.
We got something else, though, from the internet says.
I still agree with that.
This the segment internet says?
Yeah.
What the internet
says? The internet says stupid shit, so.
Okay. If I pay all the bills, number one, I'm never cleaning. Number two, unless I say I'm cooking, food should be ready no later than a half an hour after work during the week. Number three, you must be able to make me nut off straight head every time. Number four, shut the fuck up, Tevin. Majority of the decoration is her job.
The decoration.
Well, I mean, niggas ain't worried about decorating the house. A nigga will live in a 4-bedroom house with a TV and a love seat in the middle of the house for 4 years and don't think nothing wrong with that shit.
Niggas will have a bed.
I would say niggas live very minimal lifestyles when it comes to shit like that. But that's fucking. I mean, if she said, if I pay all the bills, I need food cooked, I need the house clean, and I need this head.
But that's what Wise been doing for like the past. Decade, yeah. Nigga. That's been high wood.
I said, yeah, if they pay all the bills, then, you know. And she ain't, what's she doing? She just a housewife?
That's basically what I'm really doing. She a housewife.
Yeah, if she all just a housewife, then, housewife. You know.
I mean, I could cook. Feed me. Like, I could cook, you know, coming off a hard day's work, you know, cooking might not be an optimal solution for me personally, but shit, if she don't want to cook, the shit.
And you just got off work?
We can take off.
We
can
pay all the people.
We can eat.
I ain't gonna make it a demand. Niggas
can do that. I ain't gonna make it a demand. I ain't gonna be in that bitch like, I need food to be done or at least an hour out before I get home.
Hey, but that nut off head though, that's kinda true. I'll pay y'all the bills.
We gotta put that in the paperwork. Yeah.
You talking about you need the head until you know you need this nut within a certain
whatever time I say.
Like, cause you know, I don't know. Like,
when it comes to that head, nothing is just whatever.
Yeah. So she might have to go a whole 45 minutes.
Hey man, she can take breaks.
We got juice.
This nigga said we got juice.
And then decoration, as far as decoration goes, probably gonna want to do decorations.
She probably gonna want to do that shit anyway.
Ain't like she gonna want me hanging up all my Dragon Ball Z posters. Right,
we're not finna be in the house. We're not finna be in the house, you know, pink shit all over the place. And,
nah.
We're not. The house ain't about to be too colorful because I don't want to walk in and have a headache just walking through my house.
She don't want Power Ranger wallpaper.
Only you would want that stupid shit, Pat.
That's why she doing decoration.
Okay.
I mean, I'm gonna have some of my little nerd shit. I'm gonna have some of my little nerd shit in the house, but yeah, like I don't want to walk in the house and see the kitchen purple and the living room yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my nigga, she just don't got good aesthetics.
Yeah, oh,
right.
Tacky.
Tacky as mother.
I don't think she's the one for you, kid folk.
Right. I don't.
Because you like to be a matching dress type of guy.
Right. I need you know.
The aesthetic. You ain't been on her swag was off like that.
Yeah,
that sounds like she been giving out red flags. She come out like that.
I mean, you know, some people don't know. They said that's why they say you don't never really know somebody till you live with them.
Nah, you know about the aesthetics though. And you see the ad come out, this bitch wearing stripes and plaid together. Then you know.
I mean, my girl wear Crocs, and I don't fuck with Crocs. So,
but that's just a personal thing. That's not fashion. That's
shit.
That's not just being plain.
Motherfuckers out here wearing Crocs like they J's.
Yeah. Facts. You're not lying.
They comfy?
I can't
lie.
I heard they comfortable, but I'm not. They too ugly for me to. I can't put those on my feet.
Shit, my nigga, they comfy. Hey, man, I thought Skechers were ugly, but then I heard them bitch were comfy as hell, man.
As a black man, I can never wear Skechers.
It was New Balance at the most.
Disrespectful.
New Balance and Lone Saga.
Y'all need sleep. Skechers comfy.
And even New Balance got some fire now.
I'm going to work. I need me some
Black
Skechers.
People could make Skechers cool, though. On the low.
Black people can make anything cool, honestly.
Kawhi made a New Balance.
Except anal.
How do we get back to this?
We're going
to
stop.
How the fuck we get back to this?
We're
going to
stop saying everything. Why, Pat? We're going to stop saying everything.
And I'm telling you, ask Fred.
I'm not for ex-friend shit.
The pinky ring guru.
Nah.
Bro, don't put down pinky rings. There ain't no pinky ring thing.
Why?
On that note,
I don't think Fred is never too close-minded to try something once.
Nah, you don't know Fred.
I have to agree with him.
Fred more close-minded than me. Hell nah. But hell nah. Fred will not. No. Know that. On that note, we done. This been Stop Me If I'm Lying.
You mad?
Podcast.
I feel like you mad. Mad, bro?
Nah, we had to stop that lie. My nigga, Fred ain't close. Yeah.
Well,
this been Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget, leave a review, rate, and subscribe, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Drink water.